Good evening. My name is Bella Boris. Welcome to my house of horrors.
Welcome back to Scream Machine Theater. And tonight's feature, Caterers from Beyond the Grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lugosi Castle, the finest catering hall in all of Transylvania. I'm your master of ceremonies, I'm Quasimoto. Does that ring a bell?
What a reception. What a strange wedding night. Everyone looks weird. Nothing seems right. Caterers from beyond the grave.
And gentlemen, children are now being served in the buffet. Bon appetit.
Look in that punch bowl. That's my wife's face in there. And what's with those cold cuts? They float in midair. And what's in those meatballs? Who's the roast beef? Watch what you're drinking. Bloody Mary. Caterers from beyond the grave. The ushers are falling down drunk. The best man's forgotten his speech. The bridesmaids are punching it out. They all want to take home the centerpiece.
And a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Caterers from beyond the grave. Caterers from beyond the grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed your last meal. I wish a steak well done or through the heart. We are are going to begin our traditional wedding activities. In just a few minutes, we'll be toasting the bride and groom. Have those marshmallows ready. Also, we'll be cutting the wedding cake as soon as Jason comes back with the chainsaw. But first, let's get out on the dance floor and join our lovely bride, the new Mrs. Frankenstein, as she leads us into our traditional first dance, the Humpy Stumpy.
You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, you put your right hump in, and then you shake it all about. You do the Humpy Stumpy and you spin your head around. That's what it's all about. You put your eyeball in, you pop your eyeball out, you put your
For all the virgins,
in,
please come to the dance floor. Hey, lady, who are you kidding? You haven't been a virgin since the 16th century.
That's what it's all about. You rip your right arm off, you chop your left leg off, you hack your right hip off, and then you feed them to the hounds.
This is Dracula. Ooh, who did your hair? Or did you just stick your tongue in a light socket?
That's all about. You put your colon in, you put your kidneys out, you put your pancreas in, and transplant them all about. You
the owner of the black purse with Transylvania plates, I am dead. Please move your car. You're blocking the entrance to the honeymoon trip.
You put your white cells out. You put your plasma in, and you suck it all back out. You do the Humpy Stumpy double blood flow around. Oh, that's what it's all about.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in again next week for another horrifying feature. Dracula gives Gidget a hickey. And I heard she likes it.
Don't be frightened. You will be with me tonight. Mwah, mwah.
Back a long time ago, there was a Halloween party, as you all know. There was a big King Kong that had a time, and an old Charlie Gator with his terrible bite. The mummy was a scratching his rotten jaws, while a monster knocked Charlie Gator through the wall. Spooks was a making a human stew. They even tried to roast Mr. Werewolf too. Yeah, rock, rock, everybody move.
The night was dark, dark, dark. I was walking along a dark, dark road, and I came to a dark, dark house. I knocked on a dark, dark door. Nobody answered, so I went in the dark, dark door into a dark, dark hall. Hello, I said. Nobody answered, so I went up the dark, dark stairs, and I went into a dark, dark room. Over in a dark, dark corner, I saw a dark, dark chest. So I opened it, and out jumped the dark, dark ghost. Well, let me close the book. That's it. Well, when I read this story to a friend, once, and I told him I'd like to do it on the radio. After he heard the story, he said to me, "That's nothing." Well, one of the things I love about radio is that it can take something which is considered as nothing, and with the help of sound effects, and most of all, you people out there, with your minds and your imagination, radio can create some wonderful works. So last night, I read the story again and written my version of it. I hope you all enjoy it. Now let's listen to Dark, Dark, Dark. Ah, good, I made it. I sneaked on a train with this suitcase of money I stole, and I sneaked off again. I'll climb up here and and walk down this dark, dark road. The night is dark. I wonder what town I'm in. I had to make a quick getaway after I stole all this loot from the other town I was in. This is probably some little small hick town. Or the better, I'll pull a couple of robberies here and then skip. Well, look at this spooky, dark, dark-looking old house. It looked like it haven't been lived in 100 years. I'll knock on this old dark, dark door. Nobody answered. I better see if it's unlocked. Oh, boy. Oh, man. What a creepy old door. Now I'll close this door. I wonder if anybody's in this creaky old door. There. I wonder if anybody's in this spooky, dark old house. Hello? Hello? Nobody answered. Those stairs over there. I'll go and see if anybody's upstairs. Now we'll see. Nobody's here. This door right here looks like the door to a small room. The only room on this floor. There's no other floors in this house. I'll go in and see what's inside. What a dark, dark room this is. And no lights. Just a camera on a table. Say, that ray of moonlight falling on that chest in the corner over there. I wonder what it is. I'll go and open it and see. Here we are. Oh, no, no, no. It's a head, a terrible-looking, ghostly head with no body. It's all blue with green hair and strange eyes. And it's alive. It's alive. It's grinning at me. No. Keep back. Keep away. No.
I just moved to my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got swept away. Bell started ringing, the chains were rattling out. I knew I'd move in a haunted house. Still the man up on my mind to stay. And nothing wasn't gonna drive me away. But when I seen something gave me the creeps. It had one big eye and 2 big feet. I stood right still and it didn't freeze. And it did say a puppy in the morning.
Two tickets, and we both walked in. Are you afraid? She said. Let me hold your hand. So I gave her a kiss, and the nightmare began. The funhouse was haunted with our burning desire, and her ice cream melted from the passion and fire. First I didn't notice that something was queer as I held her even closer and blew in her ear. Then I heard something rattle inside of her head.
Oh no! She had become what was really my neighbor's grandmother, risen from the dead!
She slowly turned.
Ooh, she was the girl of my dreams.
I could have just died.
Ooh, she was a loving machine.
Her arms were up and why.
Ooh, she was the girl of my dreams.
And suddenly, her perfume smelled more like formaldehyde.
Baby!
She had the maggots in her eyes. Her armpits bled. I could tell it was Grandma by the bonnet on her head. Oh, she had worms in her ears, termites falling from her nose, with mushrooms growing out her legs and mold on her toes.
In your dreams, you will love me forever, and you'll hate every minute of it.
Now I was under her spell, and before she was done, yes, she had kissed me all over and slipped me the tongue. I asked, what have I done to deserve this awful dream, she muttered.
You're the young man who smashed all my pumpkins on Halloween.
Ooh, she was the girl of my dreams.
She's so sweet.
Ooh, a loving machine.
I'll haunt you forever.
Ooh, the girl of my dreams.
Your naughty little friends, too. You're cute.
Ooh, she was the girl of my dreams. Ooh, a loving machine. Ooh, the girl of my dreams.
I'll get all you little pumpkin snappers and your little dogs, too.
Are you ready, Dame?
Yes, I'm ready, Bats.
Look at the bay now.
And you dirty rat.
Ahoy! For Santa Safari and Shaw, thrill clap.
There's the thing on the side through, it won't pass.
Now at the beach, they all think it's kind of kooky.
But night at night, it sure looks spooky.
There's two long lanterns on either side.
Pick up hats on the bill with a bat glide.
With purple padded dash and velvet interior.
It sure makes other buddies look inferior.
When I stop for gas, the attendant stands clear.
Stand clear!
See my hearse, they shake with fear.
Shake with fear!
She usually runs good, but she goes kind of heady. When I
can't take my word
by the
little cemetery.
Our hearse on the safari, it shows real clap.
There's nothing on the side road it won't pass.
Down at the beach, they all think it's kind of kooky.
But late at night, it sure looks spooky.
Ready? Shall we go down and see what those geese are doing at the beach?
All right. Good evening, young lady. Allow us to introduce ourselves. I am Bat.
This is our cousin, Fang.
Would you like to join us for a bite to eat? Would you like to have a bite to eat with you too?
Screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. The house where I live had a big mortgage held by a fella named Stein. Then I found out first name was Franken when I didn't make the payment on time. Just last night I walked by the old place and I heard a weird sounding hoot.
Hooty hoot.
There in the window, just up above me, old Igor was playing his flute. Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. Up overhead was a sign that read, Frankenstein's Monster Project. And mashing around,
Just inside the ground was a chap with a stick through his neck.
He did the monster mash.
Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell. Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. One more time, Frankenstein.
Shudders and screams come from the window of the house where we used to dwell.
Bubbles and steam and lots of wild laughter. Oh, what a hair-raising yell. Shudders and...
Yes, and good evening, and welcome to the Circus of Horror here on the Bit Slap. I am your ringmaster, KBC. And tonight, of course, it's almost Halloween. I was going to do this next week, but realized that next week is Halloween, and you'd be playing Halloween music all week afterwards, and that just isn't going to work. So we're here this week with some scary stuff. This gives you a week to recover, so you can show your face at those Halloween parties this weekend. All right, so we started with Merv Griffin. You remember Merv Griffin, of course. He was the creator of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And that was his House of Horrors. That was a single. Found that last week when I was looking for singles. Big Daddy Graham after that. The Caterers from Beyond the Grave. The Halloween Party was Jack Starr. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know who he is either. It's okay. Judson Fountain after that. Doc, Doc, Doc. And, of course, Judson is a fixture at FMU. He died in 2005 at the age of 71. He's got at least six LPs. To his credit or debit, however you look at it, and there may be more, so I don't know, but we'll bring you that whenever we can find them, I promise. The Haunted House was Roy Buchanan there. Roy Buchanan had was probably regarded by a lot of people, including people like Clapton, as one of the finest guitar players ever. Had a drinking problem and died of an apparent suicide in 1988 at the age of 48 or so. Bill Cardill after that, Chili Billy's Vamp. Grandma's Revenge was Bananas at Large, who I know nothing about. Ding and Bat, Hearse on a Safari after that. Shudders and Screams was Ben Colder, who of course you know better as Sheb Willie. The Flying People Eater guy, yeah, that's the guy. Round Robin after that, who apparently was rather round, and that was the Wolfman. Followed by The Werewolf by Carl Bonafide. He was born in Chicago in 1940 as a promoter and a manager of bands like the Daughters of Eve and the Buckinghams. He's still alive somewhere, probably in Chicago. So say hi to him if you see him for me, okay? And then the Slackers after that, and that was, of course, The Mummy. All right, so scary as things might be on Halloween, the real-life situation we find ourselves in is so much more scary. We're facing nuclear annihilation. We're facing volcanic annihilation. I guess I should say it because somebody has to. One well-placed nuke in Yellowstone National Park could probably kill the planet. So this is what we've got hanging over our head. So I guess obviously the problem must be cell phones. So, all right. So we bring back more stuff to you from the dead right now. Okay? Hang in there.
He finds himself endeared to a girl who's kind of weird. You see, she's most lean, ghostly. Up and down my spine, a new sensation crawls. Fastly, ghastly, the way she floats on air and walks through walls. Indeed, she's ghostly, ghostly. Try to kiss her and she'll vanish into gloom. Mighty, flighty, it's hard to say just when she'll reappear on a broom.
other girls I've known were simply dimply just another standard pretty face. But this one haunts me so, I daren't let her go. It's so thrilling, really chilling, when we share a brief embrace. Because she's ghostly, ghostly. What a mystic gift to have her on my arm. Truly, ghostly. Every hour with her's the hour of harm. Is ghostly, ghostly, clearly the most different girl I've ever seen. Truly, truly, every day's a holiday when I'm with her, a holiday, yes, every day with her is Halloween.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Octavia,
I stuffed her in a basket. Last night she said,
it's time we wed.
Now she's in a casket. I didn't really care for the way she asked it. When I said no, her top did go. I think she blew a gasket. It was very foolish of her, really, because she started to leak all over the place there. Oh, she banged me and she dragged me. Just like a woman, she perpetually kept on nagging at me there. Kept bugging me incessantly. To City Hall, she dragged me. To tie the knot, she asked it. And so last night, I tied it tight. And she wound up in her casket.
Was it
one? Oh, I should say not too expensive.
Was it one?
Oh, you're getting closer.
Was it plywood?
Yes, that's it. A nice cheap plywood casket. She lay there in her casket. And I couldn't bear to see her face. For I forgot to mask it. Oh, she looked like her mommy, and her dear mommy was a zombie. Her perfume had the subtle trace of a 10-day-old salami. Oh, how sweet it is. Are you ready, everybody? Sing along now. A nice cheap plywood casket. Now my price is very low because it, well, it thrills me so, that's all. So don't hesitate to ask it. A genuine simulated pair of handles, of course. And I'll cut a little porthole in there for you, my dear. And then we can play people boo 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 with each other. Nothing but the high price spread for you, my dear.
Girls like to lock. Zombies like to rail, but I dig the storm cause it's good for the soul. On a graveyard prowl late one night, I tripped on a body and got quite a fright. As my fear subsided, my anger grew. I proceeded to stomp with the heel of my shoe.
It's a sinister stomp.
It keeps Yano shall I.
It's a sinister stomp.
It makes Frankie jive.
It's a sinister stomp.
And it's mine, all mine.
It's a sinister stomp.
My gills in line, I stomped and stomped like a crazy fool. How was I to know it was Janusz the goon? But nevertheless, I was having fun. It was the sinister stomp that made Janusz run.
It's a sinister stomp.
It keeps Janusz alive.
It's a sinister stomp.
It makes Frankie jive.
It's a sinister stomp.
And it's mine, all mine.
It's a sinister stomp.
It keeps my gills in line. They should teach him not to sleep on the job. He's getting bad habits from his playmate, the blob. Hark, now it's midnight, the monster will romp. Keep him in line with the sinister stomp.
It's a sinister stomp.
Keeps Janusz alive.
It's a sinister stomp.
It makes Frankie jive.
It's a sinister stomp.
And it's mine, all mine.
It's a sinister stomp.
la 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 la.
By the stomp to your heart's content, you find that your energy's spent. To the stomp there is a knack. Ask Janosch, it broke his back.
Sinister stomp.
It keeps Janosch alive.
It's sinister stomp.
It makes Frankie cry.
It's sinister stomp.
It's mine, all mine.
It's sinister stomp.
La 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 la.
Sinister stomp.
It's a killer yell.
It's sinister stomp.
Everybody's doing it.
It's sinister stomp.
It's a real thrill.
It's sinister stomp.
La 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 la.
Sinister stomp.
Grinner, we might as well get rid of this road.
This time when things from the headless ghost, but he don't let it show. Boy can't get mad and blow his top, cause he's got no top to blow.
He ain't even got a wig to flip.
The headless ghost with a long white sheet, he looks so sharp in that. But he moans and groans, cause he ain't got no place to wear a hat.
Yeah, but look at the tips he saved, cause he ain't got no hat to check.
Dooley, hang down your head in that song they sang. But the headless ghost just laughed and laughed, cause they had no head to hang.
Mr. Grinner, we might as well get rid of this rope.
That's time when things from the headless ghost, but he don't let it show. Boy can't get mad and blow his top, cause he got no top to blow.
He ain't even got a whip to flip.
The headless ghost comes around by night, looking for folks to scare. You can recognize this crazy cat, cause he ain't got no hair.
Dreams and bones and bats and bones, teenage monsters and haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite, but everywhere there's a full moon tonight. Spiders creep and crawl, boys and ghouls having a ball, Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Take a fresh rope, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
Story about Scary Ned, scariest guy to ever wait a bed. He had hands on his arms and eyes on his head, but they weren't his. Go down to the market and try to scare the fish. He said that they bothered him, they weren't his favorite dish. Then he'd go down to the highway and pretend that he was dead. That's just the way he was, creepy Scary Ned. Ned loved Halloween cause he didn't need a mask. He'd steal the children's candy, he didn't even ask. He'd sit right down in front of them and then he'd start to eat. He'd tell them they were better off cause that stuff can rot your teeth. Strange glow came from his place late into the night. He'd watch TV till the dawn, you know that ain't right. When he got tired, he'd rub sauerkraut on his head. That's just the kind of guy I was, good old Scary Ned. Scary Ned.
Had a face his mother didn't love. When people saw him on the street, they often said,
God.
Sometimes late at night he'd walk alone. He'd be reciting stuff, bad sounding stuff, icky awful stuff.
But when you got to know him, he weren't so bad.
Oh, Scary Ned. Oh, oh, oh.
Scary Ned. He's pretty scary. Really scary, Scary Ned. Scary, hence the name, Scary Ned. I saw him yesterday. time. I got scared, 'cause he's scary. If you weren't scared, you'd probably be calling like Happy Ned.
Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, he's the coolest in the land. Come and take him by the hand, a groovy, booby Monster Man. Saturday night at a quarter to two, I was walking around, nothing to do. When out of the shadows he lunged at me, the biggest Monster Man you ever did see. Monster Man, Monster Man, he's the coolest in the land. Come and take him by the hand, a groovy, booby Monster Man. 8 feet tall with a skin of green, his purple shoes were size 19. He picked me up, dragged me away, dances on me hook the whole darn day. He's my friend in Frankenstein, and I'm his voodoo valentine. I know our love is here to stay. Took me home to mommy yesterday. Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man.
On the night when you were out on the lark, all alone and so afraid in the dark, that's the time you may encounter your host, the rocking ghost. Shh. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post? The rocking ghost.
Luckily, if you wanna get him going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost.
Then you'll know that he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most, the rockin' ghost.
Avoir vu pour le croire.
Maman!
Plus agile qu'un serpent, il s'introduit prestement dans la maison d'une jolie femme.
Bonjour, madame.
Pour la vide de son sang dans le cou, il la mord de toute son âme. Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Et lorsqu'il voit le jour qui pointe, desserrant soudain son étreinte, il part retrouver le néant. Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Le soir, les maisons se verrouillent. Les gens, pour prier, s'agenouillent, guettant tous les bruits du dehors.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Au moindre coup dans une armoire, on entend claquer les mâchoires et les chiens hurlent à la mort. On s'aperçoit tout à coup que les durs ont les genoux qui jouent soudain des castagnettes. Quant aux gendarmes, ils sont prêts à ne prendre que la poudre d'escampette.
Dites, brigadier, je fous le camp, j'ai trop peur.
Dracula, Dracula, Dra. Ma belle-mère, ça me déconcerte. Laisse toujours sa porte entrouverte. Et tu ne viens jamais chez moi.
Oh non, elle me fait peur. Elle est trop vilaine. Au revoir.
Likes to rock to a crazy song. Every night she's a winning on. She's a chick with a wicked twitch. She is my witch. Likes to drag in the going mill, play the chicken just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch.
Doing that. I mean, I hope he practices safe socks.
Monster.
his hair with Vidal Sassoon. What? You mean that's a weed?
Can't see the invisible man. Can't see his invisible tan. Can't see his invisible hand.
Ow! Who goosed me?
Monster rap. Everybody snap. Everybody groove. Everybody clap. Monster rap. Everybody snap. Everybody move.
Gosian, Poltergeist, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and the Adams Family, Pyramid Power of the Mummy, Aliens Bursting from Your Tummy, There Are Monsters That I Love, Freddy Krueger Gives Good Glow, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Christine is the Baddest Ride, Roger Corman, Barbara Steele, Killer Tomatoes Have a Peel, Hannibal Lecter, Sick and Mean, Eat Your Heart with Fava Beans, Chucky's Just a Living Doll, The 50-Foot Woman is Awfully Tall, So's the Amazing Colossal Man, Gamera, Mothra, and Rodan, Godzilla Tears Up Tokyo, while the Phantom of the Opera steals the show, The Blob, The Fly, and The Thing, Edgar Allan Poe and Stephen King, Jason in a hockey mask, zombies, freaks, and maniacs, they're the monsters I adore, full of blood and guts and gore, they make me wanna scream and holler, more and more and more and more!
Monster rap, everybody's down, everybody.
Living. Want to die? Well, here's a real good reason why.
The graveyard walk.
It all begins about 12 o'clock when the graves all open and we start to rock.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween. There's rock and roll, this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. When they pumped me full of formaldehyde.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
The party's over, boys. So close those coffin lids.
I dig you, baby. In the dark of night, I dig you, baby. When the sun shines bright, I dig you, baby. From dusk till dawn, now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire, and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby root. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in the classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby. Here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say stake? I'll have mine medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
Okay, I know, that's not scary at all. All right, well, anyway, we're almost done here. How about that? Pretty soon you can come out from under your bed and stop hiding from all this stuff. Gilly, what are you doing up here? Gilly wants to say happy Halloween. Gilly's a gray cat. Not scary at all. Anyway, we started with the creatures there, with Mostly Ghostly, that was. Tisket, a casket was, of course, John Zacherle. You remember John Zacherle as just plain Zacherle from TV. And if you don't remember him from TV, maybe you remember him from the radio. He did a couple of years at NEW. He did a couple of years at PLJ. And died just last year on the 27th of October at the age of 98. The Sinister Stomp was Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Can't have a Halloween without Bobby Boris Pickett, or John Zacherle for that matter. We heard from the Emersons, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The Headless Ghost, was the Nightmares. And Ronald Stern, who I don't know anything about, from 1968, Spider Baby. Scary Ned, send that out to my friend Scary Uncle Ned. And that was the Arrogant Worms. Happy anniversary, Uncle Ned and Carol, Scary Uncle Ned. I digress. Monster Man was the MSR Singers, specifically Terry Summers. Terry was also known as Terry Thornton. Actually, a whole bunch of names. Her real name was Shirley Enid Avery, and she died in the year 2000. Moderate career. The Modern Heirs after that, The Rockin' Ghost, Dracula Cha-Cha-Cha was Henry Salvador. I'm sorry, Henri Salvador was from French Guiana, and he was the voice of Sebastian in The Little Mermaid. Remember that? I never saw it either. Okay, good. Kip Tyler after that from 1958. She's My Witch. The monster rap was Elvira. Of course, you remember Elvira. Who could forget Elvira? Cassandra Peterson, born in Manhattan, Kansas in 1951. That's right. She's younger than me. And she looks it. Grew up pretty much around Colorado Springs. Did some good time in the Groundlings, etc. And has had quite a career. And I miss her. I haven't seen much of her lately. The Graveyard Rock was Tarantula Ghoul and her Gravediggers. I know nothing about them either. Bob McFadden and Door. I do know about Bob McFadden. Cartoon voice, etc. Sidekick of Stan Freberg, etc. And Door is, of course, Rod McKeown. And that was I Dig You, Baby. So I got two more for you because you deserve it. And I will see you next week with some other sort of nonsense. Please stay safe on Halloween night and be careful with the kids.
Now let's take it from the top and grab the same riff. I'll dig you, baby, till you're cool and stiff.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, crazy.
Just split for the mold shop and I'll meet you inside. We'll have a sundae topped with formaldehyde.
But spooky, spooky, wild.
You've been bugging my plasma ever since you made the scene.
You're the utmost.
You just make my skull stand still with your lips of blue and cheeks of green.
The very utmost. Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, nutty.
I've got my jets lighted and my flaps are going to bend. We'll play corpse and robbers. It's a game, that's the end.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, oh, drag.
If you ever cut out, just take me where you are. Baby, take all of me, but seal up the jaw.
You're a regular Jack the Knife.
What's with this tomb caper, baby? Why do you want to latch on to my tomb?
I'm setting up a wild gig tonight, and my pad isn't big enough to hold all the cats. Yours is the utter McUtmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on Screamsville, and I'm moving right now, because you're the kind of a chick who swings. Baby, you're the lynchiest.
The tree was all trimmed in foolish things like wolfman fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned
holiday
to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Yanish, a brace for Igor's back, a shaver for the Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's
they
holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer's hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there rose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning, it happened so quick. There in our midst stood old Saint Nick.
It was a monster's holiday,
yeah, but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's
they
holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's
they
holiday,
the traction for Igor's back. Drax got his pay. Frankie promised to behave. And the wolf man was happy. Now he can shave.
It was a monster's holiday.
And all ended well.
It was a monster's holiday.
Santa was really swell.
It was a monster's holiday.
No need to rob Santa's son.
It was a monster's holiday.
Maybe next year he'll come back. Now you monsters. What do you think of Santa? Wasn't he great? Remember he's the one you wanted to bait. He brought you happiness and cheer and wished you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, wait a minute, Mommy. What did you think of Santa? Mommy done told me when I was in Band-Aid that he was the greatest. Yes, he was the greatest. And a Merry Christmas to everybody.